I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. At some time during your life, you've probably read a book or heard a story by Mark Twain. But did you know that this renowned American author was also a strong supporter of labor? In 1835, he was born Samuel Clemens in the town of Hannibal, Missouri. His father died of pneumonia when Samuel was only 11. The next year, he became a printer's apprentice, working for 4 years for little pay, often under horrible conditions. As a young man, he tried his hand as a riverboat pilot on the Mississippi River and as a miner in Nevada and California. He took inspiration from the people and stories he encountered on his travels, writing under the pen name Mark Twain. Twain was a lifelong member of the International Typographical Union, and on this day in labor history, the year was 1886. Mark Twain delivered a powerful speech to the Monday Evening Club in Hartford, Connecticut. In it, he imagined the power of a united labor movement. He said, "When all the bricklayers and all the machinists and all the miners and blacksmiths and printers and hod carriers and stevedores and house painters and brakemen and engineers and factory hands and all the shop girls and all of the sewing machine women and all of the telegraph operators, in a word, all the myriads of toilers in whom is slumbering the reality of that thing which you call power. When these rise, call the vast spectacle by any deluding name that will please your ear, but the fact remains that a nation has risen." In his speech, Twain painted a vivid picture of workers and of the nation rising together as one. As attacks against unions and working people mount today, now more than ever, we need such a vision of solidarity.
Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in Two.